This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Next year, Michigan chooses a new governor. Several people have announced their candidacy, including our guest today, Sri Tanadar. He's running as a Democrat. Welcome.
Thank you.
What would you do for Michigan if elected governor?
I will improve the quality of life for average Michiganders. That's the overarching theme of my candidacy. Now, I would do that through certainly creating good-paying jobs, spurring up the economy. I am a small business person, and my focus is going to be more on investing in human beings as opposed to investing in corporate welfare that we see today. So my focus would be creating the skill sets, helping entrepreneurship, creating a startup culture, helping small businesses, overall spurring up the economy so that we'll create more good-paying jobs.
Now, I'll have to challenge you on that because it's a fallacy that political people have that much influence on the economy. Yes, they can nudge it along a little bit. They can have a bit of influence, but the economy does what it wants to do regardless who's in office. So with that in mind, how are you going to spin up the economy?
Well, let me give you my example. In 2010, I had businesses all over America. Chemical testing, I helped small companies innovate products, make new pharmaceuticals. Now, during the recession, like many Michigan businesses suffered, my business suffered as well. And I lost it all during the recession. And then I came to Ann Arbor, Michigan, bought a little place, bought some assets of a business that had gone out of business. And I restarted my business from scratch. And in the last 6 years, I created 50 high-paying jobs with average salaries of $75,000. So if we encourage people to do good for themselves, if we encourage entrepreneurship, the whole economy can impact. And government has a role in doing that.
During your candidacy announcement, you were critical of Governor Rick Snyder. You said you can't run government with a spreadsheet mentality. But as an entrepreneur, you're rich. You've never held political office. You live in Ann Arbor. I mean, you have more in common with Rick Snyder than not. So what makes you different from him?
Not really. Let me explain. When I was 14 years old, my father was forced to retire from his government job with no pension. And I worked as a janitor during my high school and during my college to pull my family out of poverty. So I know what it is like to go to bed hungry. And I'm probably the only candidate who knows what it is like to go to bed hungry. So I am not the same kind of a billion-dollar business mindset that Snyder is. I have built businesses from ground up. Now, when I came to United States in 1979 to get my PhD, and in 82, I got a job here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, as a chemist.
You've mentioned that when the recession hit, you lost a lot, including your house to foreclosure. You've made this comeback, as you have. You took a failing business and turned it around. Now, you can either see that as an inspirational story or a tale of caution. This guy does not have a solid track record all through his life. How do you present that to the people?
Well, Warren Buffett says that he never hires a CEO who hasn't failed before. You know, I am battle-tested. Now, in the recession, the reason my business failed is because the small companies who were my customers went belly up because there was no funding for long-term medical research. What happened was none of my fault. It happened with a lot of other businesses, including GM and Ford. Now, I was too small a business to get government subsidiaries, and the bank decided to foreclose on me. But I bounced right back, and I created a business that's continued to do well today.
So let's talk about state government. Basically, it's a $56 billion organization. You're the leader of 10 million people who live everywhere from a major American city to remote areas of the Upper Peninsula. What is it in your background that you think you can relate to all those people and deal with a corporation of $56 billion a year?
Good question. I bring a variety of skill sets. Not only I know what it is like to difficult to make both ends meet. Today, 40% of Michiganders have some difficulty in supporting their family, putting food on the table. And I understand that because I have been in their shoes. Also, I have lived my American dream. I started businesses. Even though I failed once, I got up and made it success again. I am financially savvy. I know how to put together good teams. I know how to have a vision, and I certainly have a vision for Michigan, which is to improve the quality of life of every Michigander. And I know how to implement my vision, how to put together good people, very skilled set of people, because one person cannot do this all by himself or herself. So I will make sure, just like I've done in my businesses, that I will hire best of the best, and I will implement and make sure this vision becomes reality for Michigan.
You're a self-described progressive Democrat, and I'm wondering, progressive means different things to different people. What does progressive mean to you?
Well, a lot. Primarily, it's putting people over profits. That means I support living wage. I support affordable education. Now, education should not be a privilege. Education should be everyone, regardless of their financial abilities, should have access to affordable education.
You're talking about higher education.
Higher education, trade education, vocational education, all of that. And I would like to see that community schools are free for every Michigander. I would like to see trade school training, vocational training brought into middle school and high school.
Now, when you say community schools, you mean like community colleges?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about a few issues that are facing the state. A good number of people face the possibility of losing health care coverage in Michigan, including a number of people who depend on Medicaid. What can or what would you do about that as governor?
Well, we certainly see what's going on in Washington, D.C. regarding trying to tinker with the health care. Now, the Affordable Care Act is not perfect and needs work. But what is going on in Washington, D.C. is very cruel, and if it succeeds, if it's going to throw off many more people out of coverage. Healthcare, again, should not be a privilege. Countries that are less fortunate than we are able to have medicine socialized and a lot more people covered under healthcare. I think if we put our minds to it, we should be able to come up with a plan where we can cover all of Michiganders for basic health care coverage.
And you think a governor can manage that?
Absolutely. Now, one thing I give credit to Governor Snyder is that his Healthy Michigan program. You know, he broke away from the Republican mindset and he accepted and expanded Medicaid, which helped increase coverage to many Michiganders.
Flint children are facing lasting issues because of being poisoned by lead in the water. What should the state of Michigan do about that?
Well, we need to replace those pipes. We need to ensure...
Which is underway. I was thinking more of the long-term welfare of the children. What should we do for them? What should the state be doing for them?
They absolutely must get the best health care. We need to ensure that children who are poisoned by lead and any lasting health effect that it could create needs to be observed. We need to ensure that they live a healthy lives. Let's go back and look at the basis of this. What we did was we starved the cities of funds. When the cities failed, we put emergency managers on them. And the emergency managers only had control about cost. They did not have control over revenues. And such cost-cutting, looking at the bottom line, not caring or understanding that there are people involved behind those decisions. That's what really caused Flint.
There is some job growth in Michigan, quite a bit of job growth in Michigan, but labor participation is still down, lower than it should be, and wages are not going up at the same rate as, for instance, corporate profits. So what can or should a governor do about that?
Again, our focus tends to be give incentives to big corporations so that the corporations can come in, set up shops in Michigan.
Sure, trickle down.
Now, if you look at last 10 years, the corporations who have taken these hundreds of millions of dollars of incentives created jobs, and the corporations who have closed shop, what it looks like is the net gain of jobs is essentially zero, even though we have given away hundreds of millions of taxpayers' dollars. I think what I would like to do is take this money and invest in people. That means invest in creating those skill sets. If we have skilled workforce in Michigan, the corporations will come to Michigan and set up shop. So we need to invest in people. We need to create those opportunities.
Final question. I want to talk about campaign money. What do you think of the ever-increasing amount of dark money that funds political campaigns today?
I totally dislike that. I think I will not take any dark money. I will not take any corporate money. As you know, I put my own money into my campaign. Today, the influence of dark money and the rich billion-dollar donor money, the PACs, have corrupted our political system. It has corrupted our government. And we have in Lansing a pay-for-play culture, and I want to destroy that culture. I think our loyalty must be for the people of Michigan. Now, what happens is politicians and career politicians do this as a way of life. They give all kinds of promises, tell people what they want to hear. Once they get in power, they start paying out to their donors and to this dark money. That needs to be stopped. I think in Michigan, we have probably a system much worse than anywhere else in the country.
Sri Tanadar is running for Democratic nomination for governor of Michigan. Thanks for coming in. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Absolutely, Lester. Thanks for inviting me.